to kill all three of these idiots, and one of my teammates killed one of them. Selfish prick.
Was his name Justin?
I don't know. I'm always, these guys got real quiet. That's all I'm saying.
I'm always the selfish prick.
Oh my god, I love being a Titan because I shoulder charge so many blueberries off of power ammo.
Somebody was fucking like, I'm standing there. I don't know who it was. It might have been Baroque because I thought I saw him behind me, but it felt like a Stugazzo move that I'm standing on the heavy. And then all of a sudden, just when it goes to 2-1-0, I just get nudged forward a little bit.
Yep.
And then completely miss out on the fucking heavy. Oh, like, you dick.
I'll do it a million times. If I get a million chances, I'll do it all the time.
I need those arc heavy kills. On the blue stuff, I didn't read the fine print, you know, because that's just my way. Spend 2 hours running something and then go back and read it and then find out that I've been doing it the wrong way the entire fucking time. Like,
who was it the other day that was just like, how come I don't have any of these orbs? And it's like, does it say you have to run them on like a strike? Ah, oh, damn it.
That's me. Me. Even just now, I didn't even know I had the armor.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team. JC Jesse here with episode 111 of Dad Tales Podcast.
Triple ones.
I'm surprised I remembered how to do that.
111. We're there.
It's the 101st first episode, guys. It reminds me of this. I saw this balloon in our dollar store. It said, "Happy 1th birthday."
Once.
That's awesome.
Fresh off our, I guess, 1 week hiatus.
Oh yeah, I forgot we weren't on last week.
That's right.
The episode was so good, I forgot.
Yeah, best of DTP. The first best of DTP. Did you guys enjoy that?
Oh man, I loved it.
It was great.
I loved listening back to all those old tapes.
It's so funny. So many stupid things we fucking did. Oh my god. I was just sitting on the beach listening to it, and just like, my mother-in-law is sitting next to me, and she's like, "Why are you laughing?" And just in my headphones, just the big ding dong, the big ding dong, the big ding dong. Like, if I could let this woman listen to what
the big ding dong,
the big ding dong. Yeah, yeah, you got a big ding dong.
God. A Jatone.
No scope Jatone. Where's your Jatone table, Stu?
It is still back behind the furnace, behind the water heater.
It's still in the basement.
No, you can't see it from here. There's actually a friggin' chair on top of it.
So what was it?
So it's still like in the box.
No, it's not in the box.
Oh. What's in the box? What's in the box?
So that's basically like a foosball table, or is it different?
Yeah, okay. But it's a little bit different. The size of the players is different.
They have really big dongs. That's what they slap the ball around with.
Yeah,
the big ding dongs.
That's true.
Yeah, whip them around, and you just hear them slapping the table.
Oh boy, we have with us tonight a Baroque Reaper.
Hey, how's it going?
I thought we had a guest or something. I was like, what? Where is he? He's late.
What's up, Broke?
Oh, you know, I survived another week. Still waiting to hear about stuff. Hopefully, you know, I don't have to look for a job anymore. That'd be really ideal.
That would be great.
But I've been dealing with my wife. She's mad at the neighbor right now. I mean, she really hates her neighbor.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're basically... They bathe topless, and like, she just hates them. Personally, I'm just on the fence.
This guy's like What was that show with Tim Allen? What,
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. Yeah, with, he's just Wilson.
Wilson
over the fence.
All right. All right.
I didn't realize that was a dad joke.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I hope it is.
I let you get
it. Otherwise, yes,
it was. No.
After 2 weeks,
What do you call 2,000 mockingbirds?
I don't know. What do you call 2,000 mockingbirds?
2 kilo mockingbirds.
Boost KDV, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, that one didn't even serve crickets.
He left.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. I'll quit the podcast over that.
I'll try to redeem our... I'm sorry, listeners. Okay. Fun facts. You want to hear some?
Absolutely.
No, I don't, you dick.
These two are pretty cool. I wish... the second one, maybe not. The first one, though. Pigs' orgasms last for 30 minutes.
Really?
That sounds terrible. That's horrible. Minutes. I just want to go to sleep.
No wonder they go squealing them first song. They're like, wee! Wee!
I wonder if that's why they taste so good. I don't know what the correlation there is, but pigs are delicious and they have really long orgasms, so there has to be
something. I was going to say something about eating and bacon, but I said no.
You know what? That reminds me of...
Look at the picture. Look at the picture.
That reminds
me... She's faking it.
Yeah, that's a lot of work, you know, faking it for an hour.
Where is this?
So I have another sexual animal joke.
I have a meme that I saw yesterday, and it reminded me of this.
Oh, you saw a meme? Because I'm pretty sure Stu saw the wife saw a meme, you know? So is it the mommy?
A meme. Good old meme.
A meme. Oh, that's right. I forgot.
You see
that.
A meme.
That's all a meme today. It said, oh, God, this is horrible. On our way to watch my daughter play soccer, my son was asking me how babies were made. So I told him all about the sperm and the egg and so on. He seemed to reflect deeply about what I had said. We get to the soccer game and we're sitting among the other parents and he blurts out, Dad, is your sperm still inside me? I almost fucking died.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
that was on Reddit. Oh God. Man. That's horrible.
That's awesome.
Oh, sorry, what's your other fun fact?
All right, so oysters can change gender depending on which is best for mating.
Hmm.
So
very opportunistic.
I'm gonna be a male today.
Hey,
you guys like oysters? Down.
I love oysters. Do you like
Me
oysters?
Too. Oh, I.
Oh, that reminds me of another segment idea. That somebody, I think somebody had posted it somewhere. I wrote it down.
I think oysters are the only seafood I don't like.
Oh my God, I could eat them by the like truckload.
Oh yeah, I love them, dude.
Oh,
I used to work at this outside bar.
A little too gooey.
No, dude. I used to work at this outside bar and they would have like a little plastic souffle cup. They put an oyster in there, shot of vodka. Maybe not like a full shot of vodka, but vodka and cocktail sauce. Oh, dude. I could suck down like 10 of those things.
Uh-huh.
So good. And I worked in this other restaurant, and they just had, they didn't shuck fresh oysters. They would just recycle the shells. And then basically what we had was a bucket of raw oysters in the fridge. So every time I would walk by, I'd just be like, fucking steal the thing back up. Walk around with a raging boner all night from the oysters.
Well, I think I do it as much for the like sauces and shit that you put in them as much as for the oysters.
Tabasco. You know what? That's the segment that I was thinking of is food that we like, but our family doesn't. Was that one? Who said, was that?
That was Baroque.
Yeah.
That was Baroque.
We'll save that one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So if anybody has any ideas for that out there, please send them in to us. Maybe we'll do that next week.
Or food your family likes that you don't.
That was what I threw up, but it's the same concept.
Vice versa. All righty. Let's see. Hold on. There was something that I was meaning to do here. Hold on. One second. Okay, never mind. Stu, what up, buddy?
Not much. Yeah. Not much. You ever think to yourself, like, my memory is not as sharp as it used to be?
Yes.
You ever think, like, you know, we just talked about something a couple of weeks ago, but, like, I don't really remember it too good. Do you guys know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 Hold on.
Justin, do you... Yeah.
I think I remember.
Uh-huh.
It was almost like it was a few weeks ago.
But funny enough, we were down at my sister's last weekend on Sunday night, and her daughter is maybe like a month and a half old now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you know, you hold that little thing, and the more you hold it, you're like, yeah, you know, I could go for another one of these. Like, no. I was looking at my wife, and she's looking at me. She's like, don't even fucking think about it. Even now, talking about it here, after we wrap up recording, I'm gonna sneak upstairs and wait for her to push me off and say, don't do it. Don't do it.
You heard
Leave
it here,
alone,
folks.
I'm sleeping.
Episode 108 is when Stu made another baby.
No, episode 108 is when Stu finished recording and got told off when he went upstairs.
Well, I would think that we have a Dad Tales podcast exclusive. What's up, Stu?
Guys, I snuck one past the goalie. I mean, yeah, I guess I was just joking around that night, or so I thought, but yeah,
lo and behold,
my wife and I are going to have another kid.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Congrats, dude.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Oh, you did it.
Someone else just to feel the pain with me.
No, I can't wait. I mean,
Stu, who's next?
Not
Justin?
Me. Not fucking me. I'll tell you that much.
You guys already have like a soccer team worth of kids or something between you, so I don't know. No, we weren't trying. We were talking about it is where we were at. And so she woke me up. It was like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago on Saturday or something, a week and a half ago. I don't know what day it was. But she woke me up and she's like, I'm pregnant. Like, what? She had a pregnancy test. I'm like, no, you know what? Just go back to bed. Like, it was super early. I'm like, we'll eat breakfast. You take another one. Like, it's not right. Like, no. And I went back to bed. So then we ate breakfast.
That one's not working, right?
She took a second one, and it said the same thing. And I'm like, nah. Like, I'm still not convinced. Like, this isn't right.
It's your fault.
Let me go to the drugstore.
So I made her
buy another one.
15 more.
I bought a third one, and after the third one, it actually read, it's like, hey, dummy, what are you not understanding? And I was like, oh, okay. So, yeah, no, and then she went to the doctor. The doctor was like, yeah, you are. So, yeah, pretty that's pumped.
Awesome, dude, that's right. Awesome. Congratulations, yeah. Buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Sweet. I'm going to have, like, the youngest kid on the podcast for, like, a short window.
A month or gonna... something. I don't know.
Yeah,
well, we'll take it offline. We'll see what the due dates and shit are. But it's going to be pretty close. And that's kind of cool. So, you know.
That is pretty awesome. It's going to be cool that you guys are going to have two babies at the same time.
It wasn't
it
like...
It will be midnight, you know, playing games while feeding the child, you know, buddies.
I'm not going to lie. I had to do the math. I'm like, was it after episode 108? And I started thinking about it. I'm like, no... It doesn't sync up that way, but it was pretty close. Pretty close.
Oh.
Well, mazel tov to you two. That, I mean, oh, God.
Kev's liking that Texas Wyatt movie now.
Do you guys remember?
Celebrating and.
When I posted that, it was that tweet that I saw of the. Of that guy freaking out.
Yeah.
His wife showed him.
I saw that one earlier that day. So my wife, she laughed at it too.
If that wasn't the day that we found out, that was like the day after I found out. Something like that. Oh. So it was, yeah.
You guys will have like March, April due dates.
April.
Which is, it's a good time.
That's when my daughter's born. So it's actually going to be like really close, which is kind of cool.
Have you said anything to her?
No, we haven't, because she's still like, bro, your daughter's older. My daughter's younger. She'll every single day will be like, is it here yet?
Yeah,
is it
here yet? You should tell her yet? Like the day of.
No, well, I'm kind of, you know, what's actually funny is that when we told my parents and, so we're like, yeah, you know, we're pregnant. We're going to be having a second kid. And my dad is like, he never wants to offend anybody. He's like, you know, I didn't want to say anything. He's looking at my wife. He's like, but I mean, I didn't want to say anything. And I'm like, Dad, don't. Dad, just shut the fuck up right now.
Don't even go there.
Don't even.
Oh, boy.
He didn't even realize what he was doing. Like, he's just such a kind person. So.
Oh, that's funny. I have, you know what? I have a bit of a surprise, too. Hold on one second.
Oh, is your wife pregnant?
No.
wait a couple weeks. That'll be on episode 113.
No! Oh my gosh.
113? Who's next?
Hold on. Hello?
Hello? I think you have the wrong number, sir.
Oh shit, let me hang up on this guy. ladies and gentlemen, friend of the show, Rocker Dude.
Yes.
What's up?
Not too much, man. Just waiting here for the phone call, anxiously waiting. I'm a little bit nervous, but
I've been texting you. I guess you didn't see any of my texts.
Oh, really? No, I didn't.
Well, I wanted to get you in here for Stu's big news. Stu is having twins.
Oh,
fuck, man! I hope not twins. I mean,
not twins, but he's having another baby.
I just wrapped my head around the fact that we're gonna have a second kid. So
that's crazy. Well, congrats.
Thanks, man.
Was it something you guys were going for, or kind of unexpected?
Totally unexpected. Like, we were.
He was going for it, all right. Guys,
yeah, apparently. I mean,
he was going for the overtime goal.
It's yeah, I snuck one past the goalie, is how I put it. So
five hole.
Just no, we weren't. We definitely were not trying. I don't know how much more clear I can be about that. Like, neither.
That's usually when it happens.
I guess.
You know what it is?
No, yeah. With our first one.
It is.
With our first one, we tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and tried before it happened.
I think if this says anything, it says that Baroque and Stu have super sperm. And if you think that anything can contain that, you're wrong.
this is going to be my second kid. So relax.
I've noticed when you're trying to have a kid, it's almost, I think like the stress of it makes it not happen.
Yeah.
But when you're not trying, it's just like natural. That's when it's like, boom, one shot. Done.
I've noticed that when life's going good, you got plans, things are going great, that would just, you know, kind of derail it. Boom, it happens.
I mean, like, I've been looking forward to no daycare fees for so long. She goes to kindergarten next month. Like, that's it. I'm out, right? And now,
nope.
Just when you think you're out, they pull you back in.
That's what I was like. My wife was going to be doing like a full-time second income. We're going to be going good.
The thing is, though, is it's going to be cool because, you know, right now I look at this kid that I have and she has such a personality. Like, I have interactions with this human being and she's not a baby anymore. Like, she's a child. She's a kid.
Yeah.
And now we get to have also that little baby too to kind of do it all over again. And I mean, we're both pretty pumped. As much as we weren't planning on it, it's cool that it's happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like tonight, like as much as it's nice that like that Josh is getting older, like tonight he's just the baby, you know what I mean? But he's not the baby. He's a big boy now. And, like, just being on this vacation that we had this week, like, I just see, like, just stuff he says, which, man, I have some fucking stories about this vacation later on. But he's just, I don't know, just the way his brain works, you know? Like, I don't know. He's just...
I got
makes
questions.
Me miss having a baby, and he's... It makes me miss having a little one, but then in comparison to my daughter, who's 13, and, like, he is the baby, you know what I mean? It's like... There's a weird frame of reference there. It's just, it's crazy.
I mean, that that kind of plays into what my question is, Justin. And I guess this is going to be for you and for Boost. But I was thinking about it the other day, like looking at my daughter, and it's weird because, you know, your kid is always your kid.
You can't imagine like, having different ones of somebody.
No,
with a different
personality. No, because all that I know is that this one child is my baby. Mm-hmm. So now my baby is not going to be the baby anymore. And is that that's kind of a weird proposition, right? It's kind of like, well, I don't know.
When you have two, it doesn't really make a difference because your oldest is always your first, your oldest. Mm-hmm. And then your youngest is the baby. When you have three, it's when it gets weird.
It's I agree there. Like Bethany, she's fucking weird, man. I don't think she's gotten over the fact that we even had Dylan yet, and that was like 10 years ago. You know, it's like she's still like, why'd you have to have him? You know, mm-hmm. And because she was, I mean, for 4 years she was the princess. You know what I mean? She was the baby, and then all of a sudden Dylan showed up, and he's way fucking cuter. Just kidding. No. He's pretty cute though. And like, and then Josh and, I don't know. It just kind of like stole her thunder. And, you know, she's at this weird age. And Rocker, I know your daughter's probably at this age too. Well, I mean, I know that she's an only child. Yeah. She's an only child, but she's at that kind of like tween teen age. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where they really don't know themselves yet, but they're trying to figure it out. They don't know if they're older, but they're still trying to be younger. It's, I don't know, it's really weird. It's just a really weird, weird age. She's doing this thing now where she's starting to test the waters with cursing. Mm. She says, like, asshole, and she'll say ass. And what'd she say the other day? I don't know, but I was just like, I don't know if I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? I was like,
yeah.
I do remember that as a kid. It, like when you throw out that word and like you like pause to see like, am I busted?
I mean, I know.
No, like, okay, we're good.
In front of my daddy, I would say like shit and stuff like that. Like occasionally, maybe not so young. Like she hasn't said that or the F word or anything like that. But she's testing the waters on things. But then, you know, she wants to be older in that regard. But then when it comes to other things, she wants to be, you know, she doesn't want to be older. I don't know. It's weird. But having another kid is, it's really awesome. And because then you get to see, like, and I'm sure, you know, and Boost, I'm sure you definitely agree with me, like, these three individual people that are, they're very alike, but they're all very, very different.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
My oldest is me, like through and through, like her personality, the way she looks, everything. But then my middle one, we always thought that she was like, she looks a spitting image of my wife, but she's starting to pick up like a few things. I'm like, that's me. But it's definitely cool. I like having, I know like Brooke and Rocker, you have one. Well, Brooke's going to have two. And Stu has one.
Two at the same time, twins.
it's cool having multiples. Because, like, you know, like Justin said, you get to see different pieces of like that's kind of like what my dad does. So that's kind of like with, you know, like you kind of pick up things. Like it's pretty cool. I enjoy it.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's tough because the, like I said, they're all in like this weird kind of thing. Like, you know, they fight a lot, but then they get along really good too. And I hope that someday they value each other. You know, like I hope that they are close someday when they're older. That's my hope. And I have to try and think, you know, because I get mad when they're mad at each other. Not mad, but like, it upsets me when they're upset with each other, and I can't force them to like each other because I know what the, you know, they're getting on each other's nerves, and I get it, especially like this week when we spend so much time together, and like even the summertime, they're just spending, you know, time together like constantly. They're all here, you know? Excuse me. And I don't know. It's just I hope that someday they like each other and they're not just like at each other's throats forever. And I know that is what's going to be the case, but yeah, I couldn't imagine not having all three of them. I'll put it that way. And each,
I mean, I think you'll grow into it though. Cause I mean, my sister and I were never close either, but now I wouldn't say we're like inseparable, but we like talk almost at least a few times a week. We have each other's backs. I think at some point you realize, you know, in this world, these are the only people that for sure have your back no matter what happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think something
that's what I try and tell them too. But I think like for us, we tried to have all three of our kids. I mean, like Bethany, we tried to have her, and then like Dylan, you know, I don't know how long we tried for that. Didn't take too long. And I do feel like we're very lucky in that respect. And then Josh, it was like, hey, let's try. And then like, I was expecting it to be like, hey, this is going to take a little while, you know, like, it'll be okay. And then it was just like, nope, sorry. First try, you're having a baby. And which scares the shit out of me. It's like, whoa.
Like, we would have got to that answer at some point. We would have tried for a second kid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was starting to already feel like, you know, not that I'm old, but I don't want to be old while I'm still dealing with a young kid. And it was kind of like, I don't want to get any older. So I'm kind of happy that it happened now the way that it did.
I will say
freaking get it over with. Right.
Well, I was going to say I think it's gonna be a little tougher on Brooke because his daughter's older and you kind of got past that. Like,
yeah, that, I was like, in a totally baby, different stage of
yeah,
life.
Totally different stage. Yeah. So like for Stu, like, how old is your daughter now? Four. Right.
Four and a half.
Oh, the strips are so good. Yeah.
You're not like you're not too far past like the baby.
You still remember having a baby.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I definitely do. And like I said, even in that clip that we played, when I was holding my sister's daughter, you know, that kind of brings it all right back. You're like, oh yeah, this is really kind of cool.
Stu, were your ovaries throbbing when you were holding that baby?
I think they were, man. They really were.
Balls
like, just tell me you're not like me and threw out a bunch of the baby stuff already.
Oh, you know, let's make a baby. Yes.
What was that, Baroque? What was that?
I said, hopefully you're not like me. I got rid of a bunch of the baby stuff going, we're probably just, you know, we're good.
Have you seen this fucking basement over here, bud? We don't get rid of shit in this house. It's all here.
It's all Why do you think I never pan this camera around any place other than this fucking corner? No. Is that,
well, you know what?
Behind that door is all the shit.
What saved us a lot of money was having all girls. It was like one of the blessings that happened was we had all girls.
So that is kind of something that's been on my mind.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, having a boy, there's a nice symmetry, right? You have one boy, one girl, and a
nice nuclear family.
Yeah, you kind of have to start over, though,
right? But all the shit that we have here is for a girl.
Yeah, it's pink.
So like, well, not just it's pink. It's like the clothes, right?
Yeah,
they're different. So
yeah, that's the one thing. Like all of Bethany's, I don't know, Bethany's stuff. It was a really sad day for Lisa when we had to go through all that, and she had to get rid of all of Bethany's clothes because we don't have any more. We don't have them anymore. And because we had said like, we're not going to have four and you know, that's it. But like for Josh, it's nice. Like we just keep fucking rolling Dylan's clothes down, you know? And so, there's certain things that you can't say, but there's, you know, that is kind of nice to have all of that.
Wow, one way or the other, we're going to be rolling through some of the shit that's down here.
Hey, because he's not going to know he's got a fucking pink pack and play, okay? Or she. Neither of them will know what color
the stroller. The stroller is hot pink, and it's a really nice stroller. So I'm of the mindset, like, I don't give a shit if we use it for a year or two. The kid's not going to remember. I don't care. But my wife has other ideas. I don't know.
Now, have either of you guys decided, are you going to find out the sex?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hell yes.
So we can have a gender reveal party on the podcast?
Oh, hell no. No, hell no.
My wife was like,
"Dude, you're not going to pop a balloon and it'll either have pink glitter inside or blue glitter inside."
I joked around with my wife. I'm like, "Oh, do you want me to go that one?" She's like, "We don't have to. You know, I can just know and then make you a gender reveal thing." I'm like, "No, we're just going to, I'll show up to that. Don't worry."
Yeah.
They have the blood test now. You can get it really early at 8 weeks or something.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, like really early.
Yeah. We can do that kind of stuff, but it costs extra. Or I can just wait till the doctor says it and then we get it, you know, covered by insurance. Guess which one I'm going with.
It was free for us, I think.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we looked at our, like, I like the doctor my wife has. You go in and they have this little board up. Like, we can do all these extra tests, and this is what's not covered by your insurance, and this is how much they cost. Like, they just put it straight out, so, you know.
Like a menu. They have a menu on
there. Pretty much, they're like, these are if you want a sonogram, well, it's like, if you want a sonogram outside of the
can you exercise me, please?
It's this much money. Okay, cool. You know, I mean, I liked that just because it's like, they're honest. Like, yes, we'll do all this extra stuff if you want, but you're paying for it.
Well, guys, I don't mean to steal your thunder here, but we came to a conclusion this past week.
Okay.
We're going to get another dog.
Nice. Yeah. Good for you guys, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're left with our dachshund now, and he's 14. And he's been really, like, I don't know, he's been really depressed, you know, because
this is his buddy.
We had three dogs, you know, and then he always had Skyler, and then, you know, Skyler passed away in May. And my wife, you know, she's been home all summer and just like, man, like, what the hell's wrong with him? And then my mother-in-law brought over their Yorkie, like, this past weekend. And he was like a different fucking dog. Like, he perked up. It was like the old Sammy. And we were like, fuck, like, that's it. He's lonely.
Maybe he's a play buddy.
He's lonely.
So, have you guys decided, like, on a breed, or are you going to do a rescue, like a mutt, or?
I think we're going to do a rescue.
Okay.
But there's this one rescue place in particular around here that we're going to go through, and they seem to have really good dogs, and they have puppies, and they have a nice mix.
Do you guys have a preference on the breed?
No, not really. I mean, if it were up to me, I've always wanted a golden retriever. And there is a golden retriever rescue here, like in our county. That would be something I would be interested in. But I mean, I'm not married to it.
If you like that size dog,
yeah,
you know, a pit bull is a really good.
Well, that's option. The thing. Yeah, that's the thing. Is that a lot of the
they're really good with kids too.
A lot of the breeds, a lot of the shelters around here. I mean, that's. Majority of the dogs, I mean, that's just the way it is, you know, majority of dogs out there in these facilities are pit bulls or pit bull mixes. I would definitely not be opposed to it, but I definitely want a bigger dog. I don't want another little dog. I'd like a medium to larger dog, kind of like our lab was. Yeah. But the kids are really excited because they've never had a young dog. Like, I was thinking about it, like, our dogs are fucking old. And they've been old for a long time. Like, I feel like they've all lived well past their life expectancy, which is awesome. But they've never had, like, my son has never had a dog that wants to play fetch or do any of that because all they want to do is fucking sleep.
I have to tell you, younger dogs do that too. My dog, he'll play fetch with you for a time span and then he's back to, all right, I'm good.
That Bosco, I'll tell you.
Such a silly dog.
What's your dog's name again, bro?
Brody.
Brody Bosco.
I know.
Same thing.
I've been calling it Bosco forever. No, I'm just kidding. But they're excited to get a younger dog that they'll be able to, like, play with. They're like, oh, I'll walk it. Yeah, sure you will.
I'll pick its poop up.
yeah. I'll walk it for V-Bucks. You know what? Shut up.
There you go.
But anyway, Rocker, what's up, dude? I know you kind of came into to main baby talk.
No, that's cool. Congrats on
Baby Tales Pad podcast.
And I'm actually, fingers crossed, one of you guys gets twins because that'll be interesting.
No, oh my God. Please don't.
That'll make it fun.
Please. I don't know what the hell we were watching, but it was some movie or show, and she's like, And, you know, my chances of having multiples are up to like 12% because of my age. Oh, and we looked at each other. We're like, is that fucking true? Is that true? Get out the Googles.
I'm not so worried about Stu because I see he's in his basement, but I'm not quite sure what floor Baroque is on. And there's a window right behind him. So
I'm only on the second floor.
Okay. All right.
So I was just like, you know,
just break an ankle.
Break my knee.
So what's up, Rocker? How are you, man?
Good. I'm a little buzzed. Have my peanut butter milk stout from Belching Beaver.
Oh, nice.
Which I said was from Oregon, but they're actually out of
Vista, California. Was this Potato Thumbs podcast? We don't talk about it here.
Rocker's on the show again. Now I need a beer.
Welcome to Beer Talk, guys.
Beer back.
Nice of you guys to join me on Beer Talk.
Speaking of Potato Thumbs, you know what? Congrats, Fluffy, on getting your Redricks, man.
Yeah.
That's fucking commitment. That's some serious mm-hmm. shit. Anybody who's out there grinding that shit out right now, I mean, I see it on Twitter, all these people that are like, I'm doing it, I'm one win away, I'm two wins away. It's just like up and down. Oh, gosh. Fuck that. I don't need that stress.
Congrats. I can't wait to get mine way easier in season four. It'll be awesome.
Yeah. I'm only like, you know, 80-something wins away from it. Let me just go hit that out real quick, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, what do you say we talk about some video games here, fellas?
What are those?
Video games. Mixed around.
Hey, mister, have you played any video games this week?
I play video games every fucking night, bitch.
Well, I didn't play video games every night because I had shitty internet.
You tried.
I did try. I had that first game I had was fucking awesome. I'm glad that's the one that got screenshotted. Because the rest of it was just like was bullshit.
Oh, open my beer.
Ooh.
I was waiting for you to come back because I wanted to do this.
Shiner, Texas. Texas beer.
I was going to get a beer tonight for the show. You know a beer I started drinking while I was away that I never really had before? It was very Vin Diesel of me. Coronas. I wasn't a big Corona guy. And then last Friday night, we went to a party at a friend's house across the street, and they had Corona Lights with limes. I was like, you know what? This is fucking delicious. Why have I not had this before?
Any beer in this?
Yeah,
place. You can have any beer here as long as it's a Corona. When you hear your family,
but yeah, it was good. So we went away on vacation. I was like, Lisa, let's get some fucking Corona Lights up in here.
Mm.
Meanwhile, I'm having an Arizona iced tea.
It spiked.
Yeah. So what'd you guys do for video games? Since I really only played like 3 matches this week, I didn't do anything.
Pretty much played the same amount of matches as you did, I think.
Played the matches I was in, and then that was
it. Yeah. Yeah. No, I joined our fun party. I played another night with who was in that party? I think Rocker, you were there, and some of the Death RX guys. Yeah.
Tush and Death RX guys. And,
yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
Just played some Crucible this week, pretty much. I feel very like there's a lot of things that I still need in the game, or want, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
But like I don't care. You know what I mean? September's almost here and it's like I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, it's like the Solstice Armor. It's fun. It gives me something to do. Like I said, I love checking boxes. So that's fun, but other than that, I don't feel like I need to be on there, other than...
Yeah, it's nice to have something to work for, but I did finish one set of Solstice Armor, so I'm like, I'm good. Like, that was literally how it went. It's like, I'm good. Finished one.
I got like 3 pieces Masterwork, and then I realized I never wear the armor, so there's no point in me going through Prestige or doing the other crap that I need to do. So I think I did my Spire. So Bonge carried me through the Spire. That completed the Moments of Triumph. So I think I'm done with Destiny for a couple weeks at least.
What do you think of that plan?
So I played God of War this weekend. I finished it Saturday. And then today I've been doing like Valkyries and a bunch of other side stuff. And it's pretty fun. Dig it. But I don't know what else I'm going to play after that, though. Maybe go back to Fortnite.
Yeah, I saw, was it Racer was, said something about how, what was it, God of War was like $47 and Horizon was like $12 or something.
God of War was 36
and 12.
And then 12, yeah.
12 for the complete edition for Horizon Zero Dawn on PSN. It's very tempting to buy it.
I still have God of War in my PlayStation, but I haven't really played it all that much. But I like having it. I just like knowing. It's just one of those games where it's like, I like knowing I have it. Same with Horizon Zero Dawn. I never finished it, but it was a great game. But I would feel better knowing that I had it. So maybe I will get it? Question mark? I don't know.
Yeah, see, that one's tempting to get because it has all the DLC. And it's like, that's the same cost as me buying the DLC at this point. So plus it would be digital, not a disc. So it's real tempting for me to buy it there.
I mean, $12, yeah.
Was anybody else confused by the whole what Forsaken to buy? Because I was looking, I mean, I know that I was going to buy the pass and Forsaken together, but I felt like the wording in one sounded like...
I've had trouble figuring out. Because it's like, Forsaken for this 30, version, yeah. This version, and this version. And two of them sound exactly the same, but like they're $20 different. And you're like... Yeah.
Because the annual pass makes it sound like it comes with Forsaken, but it doesn't. At least that's what I've gathered. No. So there's Forsaken, which is like $35, right? And mm-hmm. then there's the annual pass, which is like $30-some. Then there's the edition that comes with both. That's $60 or whatever. And then there's the $80, which is the digital deluxe.
The digital deluxe.
Super fantastic edition.
You get a few extra in-game stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's the $110 one where you get a Cade statue.
Oh, yeah, the GameStop one.
Yeah, the guy tried to sell me that at GameStop.
He did that. They've tried to do it to me twice now, and I keep going, nope.
You're lucky. But doesn't that come with, like, Destiny 2, though? Like, the base game, too?
It comes with everything,
I think. You can buy one it's $60, and it comes with Forsaken and all the other DLC, but it doesn't come with the annual pass.
Because I thought the Cade statue one was...
Everything...
The statue one I thought was D2, the base game, the two DLCs, and then Forsaken and the annual pass.
It might, I don't know. Like, they were trying to sell me for the Cade statue, and I'm like,
I'm pretty sure the annual pass is separate. I think that's what I remember.
Yeah.
So I guess to answer your question, Justin, yes, we were confused as to all the different options. All
right, good. I just wanted to know.
The only thing that I want to know is, are they giving a spark of light? Because this is a great opportunity for a lot of people to get back into the game if they haven't played for a long time or if they're new to the game.
Yeah.
Like,
give me a spark and let me skip the vanilla story. We got something.
That's one question I have. And the other question is, like a gun like the Mida multi-tool. Let's say I convince a buddy of mine who he touched Destiny 2 for like a week when it launched and that's it. The disc went in the garbage and it's junk to him. But if he's going to jump back in now, to get a gun like the Mida multi-tool, is he going to have to do the vanilla campaign and then do that mission, or could he get it from an engram?
No, you have to unlock that quest.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So and even
is your friend Boost, by the way?
No.
I was going to say, is his name Boost?
No. Boost has shit on the game enough that I want him to have to do the vanilla campaign 10 times.
And curse of Osiris.
No, it's funny that that's one of the biggest reasons that I don't play Destiny 2.
It's because you don't want to have to do all that shit?
I don't have to do all that shit again.
God. Shit's annoying.
Like, the way they did this story in Destiny 2, it was horrible.
Like, see, I don't want that hybrid between... I want that hybrid between D1 and D2. Like, D1 where I want it like... Yes, you have to play through it one time, like D2... But I want it like D1 where if you did it with one character, cool.
Yeah, you're good.
All right, I get a question for you. So I was on the PlayStation Store looking at all these different things, right? And I saw this Destiny level, let's just say it's the level 40 pack. They have it for a Titan, a Hunter, and a Warlock. How much would you say that costs for original Destiny, for regular Destiny 1?
The hell is that?
Is it like a spark or something?
It basically unlocks everything. The subclasses, everything.
Yeah, this is for Destiny 1. Get you to level 40. Unlocks everything.
$5.
My guess is going to be $25.
$29.99?
Yeah. I think those are going for like $24.99 or something.
$29.99.
That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. If anybody buys one of those, you're a fucking idiot. That's it. That
thing. Here, people are paying $20 for Whisper there. Run. So
if that's what you want, send me $25, and I will just let me log into your account, and I'll just do it for you. And then you'll also get guns.
Mm-hmm. How about that? By the way, yeah, I learned today $20. That people are paying $5, $10, and $20 for Whisper runs. So if you guys need one,
here,
let me know.
Well, here is Destiny 2, 1 to 30, level 1 to 30 campaign completion is $40. This is just the going rates on eBay. Destiny 2, level 1 to 30 campaign completion, $20. Warmind, $10. Free delivery. Free delivery on this, by the way. And don't forget, you have to give some random fucking jackass all your information for Xbox or PlayStation. $10.99, $25. This is all for Warmind. $25.
Just
Curse of Osiris, $12.99. Now that's a fucking bargain. I paid $50 not to have to run that shit again.
And get $5 off the Warmind.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Act now.
It's just video games, man. Like, who cares? That's crazy. But running through multiple times is a pain in the ass.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, I would like to have a third character on Xbox. I mean, I have all three leveled on PlayStation now. I would like to have a Warlock on Xbox.
Yeah, you have an assistant to help you on that PlayStation.
Yeah, no, really.
He doesn't want to fucking do it, though. I tried to get him to do it, and he doesn't want to.
Because Destiny 2 sucks.
But it's so boring, Dad.
It's not Fortnite.
I want to go outside and play. Not until your chores are done.
Not until I reach... I need 10 public events. Curse of Osiris.
Have you beaten Gaul yet? No. No fun time for you, then.
Dad, I want to go clean my room. Bullshit.
Clean your room. How many advanced paradox amplifiers do you have? 2. Get back to work.
You know what? Destiny 2 would be the perfect Switch game. On Switch.
Yeah.
You could just play half an hour before bed when you're laying in bed.
Diablo going to Switch has me scratching my head. That's like... Not scratching my head like I'm confused. More, well, I guess, rubbing my chin is
what is that? Diablo on Switch?
Because that's one of those games that, like, hey, if I can just sit in the front room while my wife's watching something, and I can just, you know, like,
you know, you don't even have to pay attention.
Yeah,
I just have to just hit the button. Just hit the button.
Of course,
no, you don't have to hit the button. You hold it down and just walk in a direction. Yep, I know. Basically. Racer has done it many a times. While asleep, he's just like in a wall, beating the crap out of it. You're like, Racer's like, yeah, sorry, guys. I just woke up. Sorry.
Of course, I feel like that news pops up as soon as I get rid of my Switch.
I feel like the age of like grindy games is slowly going away.
Yeah. Destiny's really not that grindy, though.
I think it's going more towards, like, I see, like, the Battle Royales right now are, like Fortnite's a great example.
Instant gratification. Do your thing,
I won, boom. And there's grindy. I have to work to get this gun. It's just there, and haha, I got the good gun. And
grindy things will still, they'll always exist. Like,
that's true, because look at, like, World of Warcraft, that dropped, and, I mean, people were... all over that.
Well, it's
but it's still the same crowd playing it, like the older generation. Like I think as gaming goes on,
maybe.
Like, you know,
I don't talk to very many,
you know,
young people. I guess,
you know, it's funny.
You don't talk to children.
No, I try not to. You know, unless they're my own, Fortnite. I really don't want to ever talk to them.
What's funny about
she just
Fortnite.
Rolls up to random kids like, "What video games do you like to play? Do you want to sit in my car and talk about it?
Get in my van. I got free V-Bucks."
I'm going to put that on my Forza library. Free V-Bucks.
Free V-Bucks.
What I was going to say is, what's funny about Fortnite is I'm sitting here watching Dylan play, and he's like, he's getting all pissed. And I literally have to tell him, like, dude, like, you need to chill out. Like, just calm down. He's like, that's it. I'm going full tryhard. And I'm like, full tryhard? Yeah, I'm putting on this skin. I'm like, that's not like
gonna sweat my ass off.
That's not try hard. Like, try hard is like when you use like specific guns and like you have a specific loadout. Not like, oh, I'm gonna use my Durberger skin instead of my Raven skin. I don't know. It just just listening
to my loser
emote. It's got to be a mental thing, but it could be just a completely mental thing. Like, this is what I wear and I do the best, therefore it's my tryhard skin. I mean, we all have those.
We've all done stupid shit in the video game.
It's just, it's
let me put on my tryhard shader, boys.
Oh shit, I meant to lean my elbow down. I missed the table. Brocker, you had something that you had posted, what was it, like a week ago or so, and it was just about, like, you're not going to suffer fools anymore being in somebody's party when they're saying, like, stupid shit, like racial slurs.
Dude, that was this week, like, not even a week ago.
Was it?
Probably, like, midweek, I think, yeah.
And I, like, dude, I completely agree. I don't care who the fuck you are. Like, there's not, I mean, I'm a grown ass man. I don't need to hear somebody talk like that. It's just, there's no excuse for it. And yeah, if I'm in a party and someone's talking like that, then I'm fucking out. That's it.
Well, it's like this week I was helping somebody do Whisper and they had a third. Cause I said, if you have a third, bring them in. That way it's a guarantee we get you the gun or whatever. Cause it's just normal mode. I knew I could solo it, but it's nice to have that, like, buffer. But this guy's in here, like, dropping F-bombs left and right, and then he's calling the game retarded or games retarded and all this shit. And I'm like, okay. I just muted him. I finished the strike, and I said, all right, congrats, I'm out. But, like, no. It's, I don't know.
If you're like, that's retarded, that's gay, like, come on. It's stupid. Are you fucking kidding me?
Do you hear that shit?
No. So, you know what? Peace out. Peace out, dipshits. Forza Horizon. I mentioned that. It just occurred to me, and I actually looked it up tonight, like, that's coming up at the end of September. That is very exciting. Yes.
Oh,
I think you can do you could do early access on September 28th if you get one of, I guess, maybe if you pre-order, or probably if you pre-order digitally, you get
probably pre-order
on there. But man, that game
is part of Game Pass
beautiful.
Too.
Beautiful. Oh, it is.
Yeah, released it.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a first-party game, so it'll be on Game Pass day one.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I don't know, dudes. Game Pass is looking pretty good.
It's not bad. They have a lot of cool stuff in there you can try. And the cool thing is, if you don't like it, $10 a month, that's it. You can cancel it, you know?
Yeah. You know what would be nice if they made it, like, $15 a month and then rolled in your games with gold in there?
That's what they should do, yeah. Like, I mean, even...
Or if they just said, like, Xbox Live, or they'd have the Xbox Live Plus, where it gives you the Game Pass.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, Xbox, like, for an extra $5 a month, you get Xbox Live and the Game Pass. So $15 a month, I mean, that'd be...
Or if they sold, like, $90 for the full year prepaid, you get both.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have Games Pass and you buy a game that's on Game Pass, you get a discount.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell the discount is, but... For some games, I remember looking at it. It's like, that might even make more sense to pay $10 a month and save more than that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That was like 20% is what you saved on.
I was going to say, because that's what you get with any, like, membership in, like, Prime or Best Buy or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's probably it.
Yeah, but it's all in the same, you know what I mean? It's all in the same interface. You're all just boom, 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 right in there.
And with Prime, there is the restriction. It has to be a physical disc. Mm-hmm. It can't be digital. Yeah. Whereas Game Pass... That's digital, and, you know, digital nowadays, even though, like, everyone complained when Xbox was coming out, going, like, we're just going to go digital only. Seriously, most people just buy digital anyway.
Yeah, I'd be fine.
The good thing, you can delete it, too, and then if you want to play later on, you can re-download it on your just that or whatever, the little button. So,
But it's not a physical disc, and I can't go take it to GameStop and get offered $3.95 to trade it in.
Yeah. I love the emails that I get. It's like, you have $146 in games. I'm like, joke's on you, because I already traded in half that shit. But, yeah, it would be nice if... I wish PlayStation would do the same thing. I feel like they have... The games that they do for their... for the PS Plus, they're pretty damn good.
They do offer some really good ones, and they bring out
better than Xbox. Like, I don't know.
It seems that there have been months where PlayStations are better, and months where Xboxes are better. It's a nice thing that they do. Like, you know, we have to pay for this online service. Where, you know, as Boost will be the first to tell you, he's like, it's free on PC. But I mean, you know, it's the kind of thing that it makes sense for them to do it. Mm-hmm. So. It's nice when you get a good game.
And you know what? Plus, the hobby isn't exactly that cheap unless there's a new console coming out. You know what I mean? If you have something you like us, who just pretty much play Destiny or, you know, boost Call of Duty or, you know, whatever, you know, we're not spending, like, a ton of money. I mean, it's kind of nice. Like, pre-Destiny, I would think, like, this time of year, rolling into fall, I'd be like, okay, well, I'm going to get this game and I'm going to get that game and I'm going to get this. And
I fucking miss that, man. Yeah. I don't think that's as much Destiny as it is having a kid and mortgage and other responsibilities.
If it's growing up or if it's just my lack of interest in every game, because it doesn't seem like there's quite as many have-to-have games as there used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that's because it's like Call of Duty. It's the same game every year. Assassin's Creed was the same game. Like, everybody started doing the same games every year, and it became less and less, I have to pick up all these games, and more, well, which one do I really want?
I think of it in the way of, like, I'm not really going to play that. Forza, I know I'm going to play that.
Yeah, I do that with some games. Like, it's like, it sounds nice, but
It's every other year, you know what I mean? And the game is always good. Always good. So, I mean, what the hell? I'll get Destiny and Forza this season. I'll probably get Red Dead. Just because it's huge. And I want to
never played a Red Dead.
I want to be in a posse, you know?
You'd love Red Dead.
That's what I've heard, and I've almost went back and bought it because it's, you know, backwards compatible, and it's like $15 for the everything game, and I'm like, it's tempting.
Do you want to be in my posse? There's definitely
room. I want to get deep up into that posse.
It looks inviting.
There's room in my posse for you.
It's nice.
Room in my posse for all you guys, frankly. I mean,
okay.
We could ride horses into the sunset together.
That's right.
It's a pretty big posse.
We could ride majestic.
I think
it'll be the rough riding posse.
Just to kind of like make sure it's the kind of thing that I'm into. Maybe I'll just kind of like put my hand in the posse a little bit and then maybe take it out and put it back in.
You could be
wiggle your fingers a little bit.
You could be on the outside.
You're gonna give the posse a sniff test, basically.
Yeah. Sniff test. Stick my hand in there, smell my fingers. Yep.
Oh boy.
Wait, what is Red Dead though? Is it like, because I've heard it's like Grand Theft Auto, but it's like in a wild west.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto, but with cowboys.
And I did like Grand Theft Auto Vice City. I played the hell out of that game, and then I haven't got one since. But
I love Grand Theft Auto.
And with the whole Westworld thing, I will say that I'm definitely more like cowboy crazy now than I was. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Ever since Brokeback Mountain, you know.
You know, Justin, I live in Texas now. If you're into that kind of thing.
I do love that movie, by the way.
You need to buy Red Dead, be holding that, wearing a full cowboy getup, and go like, I moved to Texas, y'all.
Boost. Yeah, where's your hat at?
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I don't have one yet. They're expensive. A good cowboy hat?
Like, yeah, they are.
He said, yet.
Good cowboy boots are expensive, too.
Yeah, you know, a good brand of cowboy boots? Justin Boots.
Justin Boots.
That's right. Yeah. We were actually watching the bull riding competition thing today on
BBR.
I guess that's what it was. I have no idea, but this guy got fucking like the bull like flipped over and landed on him. I was like, holy shit! Like they're bye bye pelvis. He was kind of limping away, but I love like even the paramedics have a gigantic fucking patch on their back. It's like. The best pain relief, sponsored by EMS. You know, it's like, it was pretty crazy. Boost, do you have anything for video games? Do you play anything cool on your personal computer?
I've just been playing a little Iron Sight here and there.
What's Iron Sight?
It's basically Black Ops 2, but it's free to play on PC.
Okay.
It's not Call of Duty, but it's basically like the same concept, same error, time error, and everything.
So thrift store Call of Duty, got it.
Cool. Yeah.
All right.
It's free.
The free version without all the cool shit.
It's the free Call of Duty.
Awesome.
All the cool shit. Yeah.
I dig that. What do you say we do? Let's do Song of the Week.
Oh, okay.
Do that. Hold on. Shit, I forgot. We have intro music for Song of the Week now. Where is it? I moved all my shit around.
Slap at the bass, mommy. Slapping the bass, man. There you go. Slapping that bass, man. I slap a da bass.
Slap a da bass. All right. This week, we are going to revisit the 80s.
Oh, yeah. The best.
The best of the best.
You guys ever watch those was it VH1 shows? I love the 80s. I love the 90s.
Oh, yeah, those were good.
Oh, I love those.
God, I wish I could find them. Those were so damn good. To go back and be like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
You guys remember when MTV, VH1, and CMT, they actually had music on the channel?
I do remember.
Yep.
Oh, they do. They still have music. It's just on a reality show, okay? You got to look for it.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
That's why I like Sirius, the 80s channel, because all of the original MTV VJs are the DJs for 80s on 8. Oh, nice. So it's like Alan Hunter. Alan Hunter, Martha Quinn. Anyway, all the fucking original guys, except for JJ, who I think he passed away. But yeah, I like that's that cool. Shit.
See, like, right. I have a radio station here that's like a retro, is what they call themselves, but they basically play just 80s.
Hmm. Cool.
Sorry, I'm previewing my songs. All right. Who wants to go first for DTP? Actually, I guess I should say what exactly this is if anybody is a new listener. And we did pick up a bunch of new listeners due to... maybe the best of podcasts from last week. So every single week we do Song of the Week. It's on Spotify. If you go to Spotify, you could find this podcast. If you'd rather listen there than wherever else you're listening, I don't give a shit where you listen. But you could do that on Spotify. You could also find the Dad Tales Podcast Spotify playlist there, and you will find a lot of songs that we listen to, because every week...
260 deep right now.
There you go. 260 deep. That's pretty fucking deep. But yeah, you can go there and listen to our songs. It's a very eclectic mix, to say the least. And every week we all add a song to it, each one of us. All right. Baroque. You look like you want to jam out.
Oh, I'm ready. This week I'm going to pick Blue Monday by New Order.
Nice. Excellent choice.
You know what I miss?
I'm kind of going that route myself, Baroque.
Okay.
What boost? What do you miss?
I miss playing the songs on the podcast.
We really only did that for like 2 episodes, though.
I know. I liked it.
It was awesome.
It's a copyright thing, right?
I like that.
We did it, yeah. And then once we got added to Spotify, I was like, eh, maybe I don't do that so we don't get in trouble. But it was
probably
fun.
A good idea.
It was fun because it kind of gives people a little taste of the action there. All right. Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
All right.
I picked I Melt With You. I believe that's what it's called, by Modern English.
It is called that.
Okay. Cool.
You're absolutely right.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I'll stop the world and melt with stew.
There you go.
Your wife is pregnant. You better buy some Pampers.
fuck.
And see that basement? It's going to be full of diapers.
Seriously, like, that was the biggest problem I had. Don't worry,
is there, too.
Like, we started thinking, it's like, damn, we have to buy diapers again.
Diapers, wipes, maybe formula. Oh, boy.
All that stuff.
Ah, whatever. It'll be worth it. I guess I'm going to go. I'm picking this song because I can't believe one of us hasn't already.
Okay.
And I'm really hoping on the freebie accounts that follow us there that have the shuffle, because I'm going to Rickroll everybody, and I want never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Awesome.
Yes. Throw that on the list. Yeah.
Let's do that. We've known each other for so long. Never going to give Stu up. Never going to let Stu down. Never going to run around and desert Stu.
Okay. Boost.
I'm going with A Face in the Crowd by Tom Petty.
Oh, that's fucking...
You always, you know you're going to get me with Tom Petty, bro.
Face in the Crowd. That's a great song, man. Oops, back it up, back it up.
Here I just go. Made it, 1989.
Yeah, just Full Moon Fever. That's a great album. And I am going to go with... The Smiths, Big Mouth Strikes Again.
Nice. Like me some Smiths.
Oh, I didn't. I added that to the queue, not to the playlist. Okay, there we go.
Who's the singer of the Smiths? What's his name?
Morrissey.
There you go. That guy.
It brings up a question. Have you guys heard of this clothing line, Supreme? Do you guys know what this is, or have you heard of it? Have you
seen vaguely it? Sounds familiar, but I don't know.
It's basically it's like it's a the logo is a it's just a red box with the white letters Supreme in it.
So like Redbox?
No, it's not like Redbox. But I've been seeing it a lot lately, like popping up different places. Like when I was in New York, somebody had their whole fucking car painted Supreme down the side of it. I'm like, what is this Supreme?
Oh, yeah. I've seen this.
Apparently, and I just decided to look it up, and it's this, it started out as this like this skater clothing company in Lower Manhattan. And apparently it's grown into this thing where they only make certain numbers of the clothes, right? Of a certain number of things. And there was this whole article about this guy. I guess they have a store in New York, and then they have one in London. And there was this guy who he flew in from the Netherlands to London to wait in line. Dude, he waited in line for like a day, not even sure he was going to get into the store to buy anything that even fit him. Like, he spent, like, $1,500 to even get to the store to buy something. That's ridiculous. And, like, one of the things he wanted was this Morrissey shirt. It was just a picture of Morrissey, and it just said Supreme on it. And that's it. And so, I went on to eBay, and these fucking t-shirts are going for, like, $500 a piece. And it's the thing, like, they only make certain numbers of these clothes, and then, like, people will go in and buy them and then sell them on eBay for, like, crazy amounts of money. And
that's crazy,
but then
sounds like Funko Pops.
Yeah, but I've been seeing it a lot lately. Just like I don't know on stickers on things, and I'm like, what the fuck is Supreme?
It's crazy. I want to know if they're numbered though, like on the tag or something, like 48 out of 50 or whatever.
I don't.
So if they're that exclusive, they should be numbered somewhere.
Yeah. Shit. You know what, guys? We forgot something.
What's that?
We're like an hour into the podcast, and I forgot.
Oh, that's right.
Housekeeping.
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping.
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
All right, everybody. DTP housekeeping. How many times do I need to say it?
Like, it's getting old now.
We have a Discord.
Do you think he likes it repeating himself?
I don't think so.
I don't. But I do it every week. I'm just kidding. DadTalesPodcast.com. There you can find a link to our Discord. Get in. You know what? Get in there. Good times all around. We also have a link to our Patreon. We have a link to GamerSups. You know what? You could save yourself 10% off with the promo code DTP.
Yeah, or wait till the weekend to get free shipping.
And it's less money than getting DTP 10% off. You know what? That's the kind of guys we are. Passing the savings along to you. That's what we do here at Dad Tales Podcast. I forget how to fucking podcast because we haven't done this in 2 weeks. But you know what? The one thing that I do love about GamerSups is the fact that the research and development team are constantly, constantly updating us on brand new flavors.
Yep.
There are constant advancement in GamerSup's technology. Like, they have scientists literally working around the clock if that clock is from 9 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock, possibly 4:30 in the afternoon.
It's
true. I don't
know
how long they work. But
yeah. On average, 3 scientists die from overwork at GamerSups every single month. Yeah. So you better be thankful for their hard work.
I got my shipment this morning.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get?
Fantastic. I mean, this is one of my favorite meals in the morning.
It is?
Yes. Okay. Eggs Benedict and corned beef hash.
Mmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Now in drink form. That's yes. good.
It's delicious.
Is it a little lumpy or no?
A little bit. You get a like you sometimes get over the, it, the corned beef gets stuck in your teeth. You know, yeah. But if you really grind it up, like really, you really jam it in there, then usually
because they use real corned beef. You know, they use all real ingredients.
All real, 100%.
Fluffy has a flavor that he got in flat diet Pepsi, supersized Big Mac meal, and sadness.
Hmm.
Well, nice. Where does the sadness come from?
It's like the aftertaste.
The flat diet.
Sadness, the sadness is what happens when you grind for Redrick's Claymore. That's the sadness.
No, and everybody sadness gets it for is when free. You get it, oh, nice. And then they announce like they're pretty much giving it away for free.
So
did
I
you
actually,
play Crucible? You get
the
it
Redrick's
now.
Broadsword GG's flavor.
Got it. Yeah. You know, the Fluffy, man, he's crazy. He's fucking, you know.
Zapping nipples.
Zapping nipples. What do you think about that, Jay?
Zapping nipples, huh? Fuck.
Zapping nipples.
Did you hear that, Jay, about the zapping nipples?
Yeah. Zapping nipples, huh? Fuck.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. I don't know. What about... speaking of Jay, he got a flavor he likes. It's Blue Balls Berry.
Oh. That was really hard to swallow.
Yeah. And our good friend Chuck Likes Pizza, he got a Vaseline baklava.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't know. What about you guys? Did you get anything good?
I had a shipment that came to our house, but I've been putting in a lot of hours at the office, and I didn't get to try this one, but my wife did. And from her review, I'm really happy I didn't. It's mayo sour cream. It's really not good.
Mayo sour cream. You know,
yeah.
I use that.
Sounds very milky.
I use that in my fancy sauce.
Ugh. In drink format, though, she said it's no good.
Mm. Okay.
All right. That sounds disgusting.
What about you, Baroque?
I did get a new flavor. I'm still on the fence about it. It was Rusty Eggo Waffle.
Rusty Eggo Waffle?
Rusty Eggo Waffle, wow.
So do you need a tetanus shot after you drink that?
Not sure, that, you know.
That sounds like one of the things that I should have on my learning stuff segments. You ever have a Rusty Eggo Waffle?
I'll be washing my hands for a week.
Oh, I gave Amanda a Rusty Eggo Waffle. She didn't walk right straight for a week.
I had a really good one. It was Strawberry Minnow.
Hmm.
Strawberry Minnow.
A little bit of fruity, a little bit of fishy.
What about Rocker? Did you get any? I think I might have sent you one.
Oh, did you? I don't know. I did try this Tapatio baby back ribs, though. It was pretty good.
I like that.
Kind of spicy. Sounds really good, actually.
Yeah.
What about you?
Bone in baby back ribs, too.
I want my baby back
ribs. No, you like chomping on that bone. Baby back
ribs.
Yeah.
Chili baby back ribs.
I need that bone in there.
Exactly. Me, too. Tastes way better.
Yeah.
Hey, right. Hey, Fluffy, how good is that? The guy I play PvP with.
Oh, which? Oh, the guy. hold on, which guy? Oh,
he the guy we play really PvP can with. Just give a good ass pounding and then just go make dinner. Like that's nothing to him.
Oh yeah.
Nice. Oh, that's really good. Jesus.
And then what do you do after that?
You're zapping nipples, huh? Fuck.
Ooh. That's shocking. Wow.
You need to like string that together, the zapping nipples one, and then like Owen Wilson right after it. Zapping nipples, huh? Wow.
Wow. I forgot to send you guys this thing. It was this, somebody posted this tweet on Reddit of him, and it just says, I don't say wow that much. Or like, wow. I've only said wow twice in movies. Like, no, I don't think so, buddy. All right, guys.
What wow. About
get Little Guardian's wow. Choice.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And again, this comes from our buddy Chuck Likes Pizza. He sent me some Guardian's Choices. I'm going to use this one. All right. If you haven't listened to Guardian's Choice before, that's when we basically have it's a decision that these guys have to make. I'll give them two different scenarios. When I'm done reading the scenarios, I will open the floor for questions. I will close the floor for questions at any time. You won't know. It just fucking happens. Like, I will come down on you. Okay. Like,
all right.
Like Thor's hammer.
I get it.
Speaking but of I have Thor's a question hammer.
Wait, which hammer? Stormbreaker or Mjolnir?
You know what? I don't know any of this nerd shit.
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit what hammer? The fucking hammer he uses. Anyway, yeah, Infinity War.
I haven't seen Infinity War, so thanks for the spoiler alert, bro.
I have a fun question.
What?
No.
Do you want to save it for the next podcast? You want to do it right now?
Fun question?
Yeah. No, let's do it now.
All right. Who was the first person you followed on Twitter?
Oh, jeez.
I don't know.
No idea.
If you go into your follows and go all the way down to the bottom, that's your first.
Are you sure, though? I don't think that's how that works.
I do think
that's but how I know works. That I've unfollowed whoever it was.
Because mine is all out of sorts.
Want to know who mine was?
Who? Yeah.
311.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, nice.
You know what?
And then Nick Hexum right after that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep scrolling. Somebody keep talking while I'm scrolling. While we're all scrolling.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna ask, have you added the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire thing before you open the floor? That way it goes do 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 and then you ask.
That's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
I have to do that. Man,
where the hell have you been?
Fucking scrolling this year. I'm seeing a lot of people that I want to unfollow. How about that?
Bungie.
I was just doing my thing up a little bit.
And I was surprised that a few names I saw weren't following me anymore.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah.
Did I accidentally unfollow you, Miss?
No, it wasn't you guys.
I try to keep my following list to a very, you know, a nice trim 420 accounts.
Mm.
No more, no less.
420, that's a good number. I want to get down to 420.
420, huh? I was watching House Hunters today. Actually, it was Lakefront Bargain Hunt, I think.
And dude, my kid loves all those shows.
Or Beachfront Bargain Hunt?
Dude, beach. When we were down
beach at House the, Bargain. Yeah, those when are
we
awesome.
Were down at the beach, dude. I was like, I told Lisa, I was like, actually, my first is Jimmy Fallon, too. And I know that that's the first person I followed. So. And then one is a radio person here in Philadelphia, and another one is a local anchor.
Well, if this thing's right, my first person was Kevin Pereira, back from Attack of the Show.
Attack of the Show. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Adam Schefter is number two.
You usually, the ones all the way down the bottom usually always stay the same. Because every time I looked, it's always Jimmy Fallon and then Nick Hexum.
Before we do Guardian's Choice, why I'm talking about it, can I have carte blanche to tell a couple stories here?
After Guardian's Choice, sure.
Okay. All right. Guardian's Choice. Shit. I got to reopen my Twitter. Boost has me all fucked up. All right. By the way, Chuck, thanks so much, buddy, for sending these in. First.
Stu,
first
what are you one. Drinking? Sorry.
It's called Cause and Effect by Nickelbrook Brewing. In Burlington, Ontario.
Mm. Nickelback Brewing.
I think we all know what the effect was.
Nickelbrook.
Nickelback Brewing. Oh.
Nickelback Brewing.
Chad Kroger Brewing Company.
Chad
Kroger. Yeah. It reminds me of how
I lock your pants around your feet.
All right. There's forever minimal traffic, and you hit every green light when you're in the car. But you have an innie penis, and every time you need to use it, you have to pull it out like an inside-out sweater sleeve. 2. All of the food you order in restaurants, takeout, is executed perfectly. Steaks are cooked to temp, orders are always correct in drive-thrus, etc. But every time you ejaculate, regardless of where she is or what she's doing, your mom cries. The floor's open for questions, guys.
Wow. Do we really need any questions, fellas? So, with getting these green lights, do I have to drive the speed limit?
I mean, it would be nice.
Well, listen, it would be nice if I did that now.
I can't expect that you're going to do that, okay. or anybody for that matter.
Now, you say minimal traffic, but if we don't pick this, is it just normal traffic, or is it like extra heavy traffic that bumper to bumper you can't move?
Well, it's whatever your normal traffic is. So... If it will be less than what it normally is. So if you hardly hit any traffic, it will be like no traffic. How about that? So think of it in it's in terms of what your normal traffic would be.
Got it. And then your innie penis, is it still the same size as your regular penis? It's just inside you and you got to pull it out?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. It's still the regular
size. I'm pushing my stomach and it pushes out like one of those little stretch balls, like
No, you got to stick your finger in there and then pull it out.
You got to pull out like a hook. You get a special hook.
You wrap a string around. You've got like a handle on it, and you pop it out.
Pretty kind of cool.
It's like on a beach ball, you know how
exactly. Pops like out when you're gonna blow it up.
I'm gonna choose right now.
I know which one I'm choosing.
I don't think I'm good too.
Yeah. I'm going any penis.
Really?
Because I can play sports and not wear a cup.
Well, no, your balls are still out.
I mean, that's a...
Well,
that's
I'm assuming real, your balls are still real, out. We haven't asked that question.
Yeah, but your balls
are the balls out?
See, this is that Russian tattooed guy's dream. No. He doesn't have to have it removed now to, like, because it's offending his look.
Oh, yeah, Dickless. Old Dickless over there.
Here's a question. Can you shove your balls inside of your innie penis?
No. No, you can't do that.
Just hanging out, nothing else.
Got but it. You can stuff them in your boat hole. No, I'm just kidding. You can't do that.
Pretty low hanging.
Yeah, they must hang quite
That'd
a bit.
Be ridiculous.
Very elastic.
You know? Kind of a unique scene. No shaft, just balls.
Well, I mean, I think I know what I'm going to do as well.
You should Google it.
You look like a eunuch.
Or no, if you Google the testicles, no penis, it'll come up.
Is it just is the food just good at like drive-thrus or when you go to restaurants too?
What's that?
You said drive-thrus, but is it also like
no? Good it's restaurants, it's takeout, it's everything.
But again, your food is normally the same way it is. It's just extra good if you pick this option, right?
It's executed perfectly.
Okay.
Hey, so
what if I go to like? What if I go to like a banquet hall or something? Same idea.
Yeah, your shit is going to be on point. Everybody else will be like, "Man, my fucking steak is really chewy." You're like, "Not mine."
All right,
shit's cutting like butter, baby.
Okay,
the chicken's really dry. Not mine. It's nice and juicy.
Well, I think
my mom's going to be crying tonight.
I'm ready to make a decision then.
Yeah, good.
All right, floor's closed for questions.
I am also going to go with the innie penis because nothing really changes. It's just you keep it nicely tucked inside you, you know?
So it's safe. Warm.
Yeah. Plus traffic, no traffic. It's nice.
Nothing really changes, nothing, though?
Your dick is always inside of you?
Like
I mean,
you look at really
gonna,
pull it out.
Change, nothing's man. Really going to change for me. My dick is always inside. I always have to pull it out like an inside-out sweater sleeve.
If you do some research, half of your penis is already inside you.
Yeah, that's just something that guys with little dicks say.
Yep.
How did you know?
Like,
how
did you know?
Not money can't buy happy.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Oh, don't worry. Okay. This is just
half. Hey, the other 2 inches
are inside. This is just half of it. You'll never see the other half because it's inside my body.
2 inside, 2 out.
You get to be like Dwight from The Office. I can retract my penis. Well, why would you want to retract it? So I can extend it. What?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'm still going indie.
All right. Got it. Broke, what are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I could live with an indie penis, but I don't want to make my mama cry. That's a tough decision.
I still like the thought of my mom knowing when I ejaculate.
She won't. She'll just think
she won't. Really she doesn't emotional. Know why she's crying, but it's making your mom cry.
But you'll know.
I'll know, yeah.
That's I mean, because you know that's going to come conversation. I just keep crying all the time now, especially like late at night.
It was really weird. I cried in the middle of the day the other day when your wife was over. Your wife and kids were over here, and I cried in the middle of the day.
Ma, shut up. Shut up, please.
I'm going making my mama cry. Sorry.
I don't want to, but honestly, I think I'm going to have to go with that because I don't want to deal with an any penis.
Well, you see,
I don't want to look like a turkey baster or like, you know, those little turkey thermometers when like I get horny, like, hey, honey, boop! You know, no.
I'm also going to make my mother cry because my wife is pregnant with our second child. And as per her words, we are never having sex again. So it'll be totally fine. I'm going to have a nice medium rare steak everywhere that I go. So
it is perfect.
Let's do that.
Awesome. Okay. Good stuff. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that, buddy.
That was good. Wouldn't that mean you're going to make your mom cry like a lot, though, if you're never having sex?
I would make my mom cry a lot.
Oh, if wait. It's ejaculate, not have sex.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. She better buy some tissues, I guess. She better
oh, my
buy
God. I tissues. Cried 20 times the other
that
day.
Poor
I
don't know what to be. That poor woman. That poor woman.
Yeah, at this point, maybe you guys should share a box of tissue. I mean, well, not share a box, but share like a...
Okay.
Go to Costco. All right. So a couple funny things happened this past week. So we went down to the shore for a vacation, and it was fun. It was kind of relaxing, but I don't know, like, it was kind of good and bad this week because we've had this week planned. And my wife got a job after 4 years, which is awesome. It has
don't celebrate too hard there. You yeah. know.
It is, you know what? I'm very happy for her. She got the job that she wanted, and I don't know. I'm very happy and excited. But she had to go home for 3 days of the vacation, which sucked. That sucked. So I was with my. I was with my mother-in-law and the kids for a few days, and I love my mother-in-law. We get along great. She's like the easiest person to like live with, so that wasn't too bad. But a couple funny things happened this week. So the second day that we were there, first day we got there, it poured. You guys saw the picture; like it was just like flooded. And then the second day was beautiful, and it was beautiful all the next week. And so we decided to go to the beach. We're only a block away from the beach, and my wife had bought this like. Rash guard stuff off of Amazon, and I didn't put any on, and neither did any, you know, the boys or anything. And by the time we were getting ready to leave, like I could feel I was a little chafed. I wasn't in the water as much, but they were like in the sand, dude. They were fucking everywhere. And did that video go through that I sent? Did I send a video
yes.
through a Dylan walking? Yeah. So Dill's walking, like he couldn't. He was like. Both his legs were stretched out. He looked like he was walking like a penguin because there was fire in his balls. He couldn't walk. He was so chafed.
The chafe was real.
And then, so my wife was like, I'm going to take the boys back. They're both really chafed. And so he's like doing this penguin walk. Luckily, we weren't staying too far away. And so I packed everything up. I get back into the house and I just hear my wife hysterically laughing like, you've got to get in here. The rash guard stuff worked before and after, basically. If you put it on, like, the inside of your legs before, or your belly, or wherever, like, I would put it on the inside of their thighs and their bellies, because when they were riding their boogie boards, so they wouldn't get, like, a rash from the sand there. So she had put the rash guard on when they got home, and I go into the boys' room, and they're both in there, buck naked, with their legs in the air. And they've got this rash guard stuff on. And so my wife is like blowing on their legs, right? And then so she's over there with Dylan, and there's Josh. He's laying there with his legs up, and he's just going, "Somebody blow me! Somebody blow me!"
Oh my god!
Oh god! It's so funny. So then that
remember happened. That for when he gets married, because you know it's like, all right,
it was very funny. But like, so the next, you know, the rest of the time we were there, it's like, "Dad, where's the rash guard?" And that fucking worked. I put it on every single day, and I never had a problem. Because once sand gets in there, boy, you're in for a world of hurt. Another was, we're sitting at dinner, and my wife is telling stories about, like, you know, when the kids were born or whatever. I forget how we got on the subject. And when Dylan was born, the umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck a couple times, right? So when he was born, they basically undid that and they had to whisk him away. I gotta plug this computer in. But they had to whisk him away really quick, and I had to go with him. So she didn't even get a chance to, like, hold him or anything after he was born. So I had to go with him, and they had to observe him for, like, I don't know, 8 hours to make sure that there was no permanent damage. And so she's telling the story, and... Sorry, I gotta plug this in. And he goes, "Oh, are you telling that story about when I had my testicle cord wrapped around my neck?" I was like, umbilical cord, buddy? Anyway, but...
testicle cord.
My That's testicle so cord good. Wrapped around my neck. I was like, whoo! But anyway, it was a fun week.
Testicle cord would be a good punk band name, yeah. too.
It was a fun week. We just went to the beach every single day and, you know, had various beach foods and went on rides, and it was a good time. But it was good. It was good to be back. Another problem that I had was the toilet. There was only one bathroom. We were on like a split level. We stayed on the top half of this house, and the toilet seat. It was just the toilet in general. And I don't know what your toilets are like in your house, but mine is an oval. A nice oval. This was a circle, and it was about this big.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a struggle to fit everything I have into that area. And I just had to, like, maneuver myself. I'm like, I looked at it, and I said to Lisa, I was like, "This is going to be a problem. We're going to try and figure this thing out." And I'm, you know, because I'm the biggest one there, and, you know, I guess the one with the biggest apparatus, not so much problem for the boys. And so it was good to come home and not only sleep in my own bed, but to have my own toilet.
To crap in your own toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Poop in your own toilet.
It was the best. All right.
Hey, sitting on your own throne means something.
It really does. Okay. One last thing before we go, we had, and I think Stu, did you bring this up in the Discord or somebody brought it up? Oh, you know what? And before we get to that, I forgot to say that, our buddy Laz put in the Discord, him and his wife are having another baby. I meant to say that at the beginning.
Good for him.
Yeah.
So babies everywhere.
Yeah. Congratulations, Laz. It's awesome, dude.
You know, we could also, learn something before we go tonight.
You want to do that?
Think we should.
Do you want to do that now, or you want to do the other thing, or you want to save the other thing for later?
I don't know. Whatever. You're the one with the soundboard, so.
All right. Let's do the learning stuff then. Here we go. Oh, wrong one. They're right next to each other.
All right. So this week, we got friend of the show back out here, Rocker Dude. So we're going to learn about something here, and it's called the Mexican Slap-Off. Now, I've known this by another name. I knew this as the Clacker. And what the Clacker is when a man has his pants down and his underwear down, and he just starts to shake a little bit from side to side like this.
Like
you get a real good...
Oh, like a real slap. Like a slap.
No, yeah. From the inside, from the inner thighs, right? Like that's the clacker, but it's also known as the Mexican slap off. So that's pretty interesting. You know.
But slap off, do you have to do with another guy and see who does it harder and faster? That's what it sounds
like. No, well, you guys, you can. Well, you guys
know. Yeah, the left side's winning.
Who can do it before your head hurts?
Hey. Yeah, man, me and my buddies, we all know who's the best clacker.
Rocker, do you want to do that with me?
Why are you asking? Yeah. Want to do a slap off?
That's kind of racist.
I'm winning.
Oh, God, I hit my testicles. Oh, God.
I hit my butt cheek.
Mexican slap off.
All right. Hey, that's the end of the music, too. There we go.
Oh, sorry, man. Big dong.
Oh, I hit myself in the face. Dunk, dunk, dunk.
It's hard swinging this thing around, you know.
The big thing, dong.
Your BMW? Big Mexican weenie? Isn't that what you said one time? Like, I got a BMW. Yeah. I was like, what? All right. So I think Studio brought this up, or somebody had mentioned this in Discord, or I don't know. And it was basically like jobs that you wanted to have when you were a kid, as opposed to what you actually do now. What did you guys want to be when you grew up?
The very best, like no one ever was.
Well, the best. Uniquely enough, I always wanted to be a storm chaser for tornadoes.
Really?
For some reason, I had a fascination of.
That was not what I was going to think you were going to say.
Yeah. I wanted to be a.
Is it because of Twister?
That's what I was going to say.
It could have been. I had a book before Twister came out.
Yeah.
That I loved. It was all about tornadoes and weather. And before I. When I graduated high school, I actually went. I wanted to. Because you can join the Air Force and get into like weather, like reading weather and weather
meteorology
patterns.
Yeah,
meteorology, but not be like a meteorologist, not like a weatherman, but you know, I was pretty serious about it.
Really?
But yeah, at the time it was like 2003, so it was like all the war stuff going on. Just wasn't a good time. Mm-hmm. I know I'd be doing weather stuff, but you know, my mom was afraid they'd pull me in and do other stuff. But yeah, I wanted to be a storm chaser.
That's pretty cool. But I've always wanted to see.
I live in Texas now, so maybe I can see one.
Yeah, and I know that there's people that listen that are there in like the tornado alley. I guess I don't know what. I mean, there's tornadoes. I mean, we have them here in Philadelphia. I've never seen one before, but I would love to see one. And like I said, I'm sure there's people that have seen them and been way too close for call, or hopefully it's you've never. Been affected by a tornado. In that case, you probably don't like them very much. But I don't know. I've had like dreams about tornadoes. Like I've been close to one. You know what I mean? And I just can't imagine what it would be like to see something like that. That could like all of a sudden turn on a dime and like, oh shit, I'm fucked. You know what I mean?
Yes, that was my. Childish job that I wanted to do.
Okay.
Thanks.
What about you, Baroque?
There's only two things I really ever thought. Like, I was always bad at growing up. Like, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I'm still kind of like that. But there was two back in the day. One was I wanted to be a cartoonist and, like, write, like, a cartoon strip. I thought that'd be awesome. Never did it.
You should write one about us.
Yeah.
I could. That'd be very interesting.
Dad Tales the cartoon.
Yeah, maybe.
Smart getting not safe for work.
Dad Tales fan fiction.
I'll do it, and then we'll just put it up on our website, and it'll actually be something that gets uploaded there.
In a couple of years.
There you go.
It's refresh every 3 years.
See, and I only have to do it like once a year, and I'm like going with it.
The yearly cartoons.
Oh, Baroque, you're breaking up. Sorry. I'm losing you.
The other thing was I actually did want to like design video games. Like I remember me and my friends actually like made characters for like a new Mega Man game. So, like, you know, we drew out and we did, like, weather-based ones. So, like, one was, like, Sun Man. He has the power of the sun and totally did all that. But obviously I didn't do that one either because, you know.
You mean you designed Destiny?
I thought it would be, like, Sun Man. Sun, he's, like, someone's son.
No, he's a man.
I was thinking of something different. Like,
okay. Yeah, I was thinking, like, a magnifying glass on his head.
And he, like, burns in. He's like somebody's
son. He turns from
a
son into a man.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, Jesus. I'll go. I wanted to be a zoologist, and the ultimate goal was to raise tigers from being cubs to adult tigers at the San Diego Zoo. Very specific. And I think what got me hooked was like some show on Animal Planet where they like take the freaking tigers out and they walk them throughout the zoo and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, something that I kind of wanted to do.
That's awesome.
They used to do that until Roy. Roy ruined it for everyone.
Too soon, man. Too soon. They actually, at the Philadelphia Zoo, they have this thing called the Tiger Walk. And it's basically like this. It's this netting, and it's like a net tunnel. I don't know what the netting is made out of. I hope it's something very strong. But basically, the tigers can walk over top of you, which is scary enough because I've saw them pee once. They could walk from... Yeah. They have an enclosure in the cat area. Then they walk through the tunnel, walk over everybody as you're like on the main drag through the zoo, over into another like little enclosure. It's pretty fucking wild. And you look up and here's this 500-pound fucking tiger.
Yeah, that's
just
crazy.
Standing right above you. It's crazy. They're huge, huge.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Like when we were at the San Diego Zoo, like it had the sign up like, cat, you know, beware, the lions can spray up to 10 feet away. And you're like, oh, hell no. Dude, that thing even gets close, I'm out. Like,
that's amazing. Yeah, I would be showing off all the time. Hey, check this out. 10 feet away. Two things that I really always had in my head. One of them was really like when I was a kid, I wanted to be a race car driver, like open wheel racing, none of that closed wheel shit or anything. but then as I got older, I always thought it would be really cool if I had one of those like a travel show. If I was like a host of a travel show, I always thought that would be a really kick-ass job.
Hell yeah, that'd be a kick-ass
job. Just get to see so many cool places and stuff, right? So
It's Stewie G from Stonehenge. Stonehenge.
Which, if you haven't seen on Netflix, watch Somebody Feed Phil. Freaking really, really good show. He just travels, meets the culture, meets the people, and eats all the food and stuff.
No, I've been hooked on Chapo, actually. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Chapo. I like it.
What Spanish have you learned, though?
Hello?
Oh, shit. Whoops, I was on mute. Whatever.
That was great Spanish.
Good job. I'm leaving
now. Yeah, man.
Perfect Spanish.
Yeah, I just put a picture of the tiger walking across the thing in the Discord. Or in
That's crazy.
For me, I wanted to be a scientist. And I think that's from one of my favorite shows growing up was Mr. Wizard's World.
Oh, Mr. Wizard was awesome.
Yeah. And I really didn't know what I mean, I guess I kind of met that goal at some point. I mean, I used to work, I still work in labs to this day, but I used to work in like a bio, I worked in a research lab basically at a children's hospital. And so I guess it was kind of that, but I didn't really like, I just thought scientists were like, like Mr. Wizard, like just fucking doing all these crazy experiments. Like, I don't know, like making
Bunsen's and burners,
clocks out of potatoes and shit like that. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's what I want. That's what I wanted to be. And I was trying to think back, like from the earliest age, I would draw somebody in like a lab coat doing things. And And I asked my kids want to be, like at this point, what does Josh want to be? I think he said he wants to be like a fireman or something like that. He changes all the time. You're 4, you don't know what the fuck you want to do. Dylan, I'm not sure what he wants to be. Bethany says she wants to be a surgeon. I don't know if that's just because she's watching binge-watching Grey's Anatomy on Netflix. But, yeah, that's fine with me.
My oldest wants to be an art teacher.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get your summers off.
Yeah.
Good shit.
What would you guys want to do now if you could? It's still the same thing? Or
I want to do Stu's dream of the travel show.
Still pretty appealing, right?
Yeah. Like, yep. I think that's about a good one. Like, Anthony Bourdain, man, like, he had, you know... Well, I don't want to say he had the life, because who knows what... His life was obviously filled with some dark shit, but, like, professionally, like, having that job... I mean, it would really take a toll on your family to be gone that much, but to be able to just go around the world and see the culture and eat the food, like, what could really be... I don't know. I don't know too many... For me, I don't know too many things that would be better than that right now.
Same. Yep. It's the dream.
I'd be a fucking astronaut then, because this is just a stupid podcast and I can say whatever I want. So fuck it. I want to be an astronaut.
I'd want to be a rock star.
Oh, that's the other one.
Yeah, that's pretty damn.
Can we be rock star astronauts?
Because you can see you can see the world and play music.
How about we be rock stars and our band is the Astronauts? Loophole.
No, I want to actually be in space.
Stu, on those astronaut pants, your ass is out of this world.
Oh, that's right. Too bad I have an innie penis. I don't remember.
Don't worry, it'll pop out.
You went with
the my ass only looks this good because it's filled with my penis. As soon as I pop it out, my ass goes in a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Stu, your balls are showing. You know what I'm not looking forward to? Random thought. I'm not looking forward to being like an old man. Like old men just have like no ass. It's just like do they just have like thigh with like a butthole that sticks out? You know what I mean? It's like I feel like now, like in my life, I still have like an ass. You know what I mean?
No. See, like,
I can fill out some jeans, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm glad you can. I suffer from no ass at all. And yeah, I
keep
sucks.
The Jinko jeans up then.
Bro, why don't you stand up? Give us a little twirl. See what we're working
Jinko
with here.
Belt.
Oh my God, he's doing it! Oh my God.
Ooh,
look at that! Just like straight there.
Yeah, he's just all back. That's it.
It just goes right back into his knees.
His back all the way to the knees. Like,
no, and
hey,
it really
at the bottom of your back a butthole.
No, it's there's no cushion, so sitting on the floor actually hurts like my tailbone. It sucks.
Oh my God.
No, why do you think I sit in like that giant beanbag chair? So I have
to. I have a fantastic
ass. Sitting on her penis.
Me too. This thing.
Yeah, apparently I chose wrong. You know, I could have had some cushion back there.
Yeah, I could have sat on my penis. It would have been great.
Yeah, I don't know. That was just something I was thinking about. Anyway, I think that's good.
Yeah, that's the only thing I have problems with growing old.
All
right. Don't check out too many old men to notice that. Sorry.
Well, you know me. I'm always looking at old guys' asses. It's just my thing.
Those gills, you know. Grandfathers, I'd like to.
I can follow this guy around the grocery store. Look at this thing.
It's so flat. What the hell?
Sir,
excuse me, sir. Can I check if there's anything in those pants?
Sir, you're not wearing a belt. Like, why are you defying gravity? Sir, what are you keeping this thing up with?
Sir, do you even have to wipe?
It just falls right off.
Sir, I think you're stealing something. No ass cheeks.
And I turn around. I'm like, jealous.
Look at this ass.
The big ding dong. All right, everybody. That's going to be it for us for tonight. You can find us at dadtalespodcast.com, at Dad's Tales on Twitter. You can find me at JC Jesse on Twitter. Just Rocker Dude. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Yeah,
yeah, thanks, man.
It's nice to have you on. Where are you doing your thing at nowadays? Are you doing your thing? You're just mixing it up?
Oh, yeah. I mix it up all the time. Mixer.com/rockerdude and Twitter, NFGRockerDude.
Just RockerDude.
Mm-hmm. Just RockerDude, though. Just Rocker. Not the NFG.
No.
Just
RockerDude.
Yeah, just.
So mixer.com/justrockerdude.
Got it.
Yeah, just rocker dude.
Okay.
Hey, just booster dude. Where can we find you?
Hey, how you doing? I believe Boost KDV.
All right.
Everywhere.
He's not so sure of himself.
Baroque Reaper.
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Stugatso.
At Stugatso, STU_GATZZO. On twitter.com.
There you go. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Getting back into the podcast groove here, but yeah, if there is something we're forgetting, I think we're going to give away Forsaken. I don't know how we're going to do that, though. I had floated the idea of erotic fan fiction with Dad Tales and the Golden Girls. I don't know if that's the answer. I don't think so.
I was thinking.
Stay tuned in Discord. We'll put it out there. So join our Discord.
What's that?
The best dick pic.
Best dick pic. the best pick of
whoever can
old man no ass penis
inside of themselves.
Old man no
ass. I win. Yeah. Oh, Baroque, here's Forsaken. Because it feels like their butt cheeks have forsaken them. Is that the idea?
Perfect.
Yeah, so more on that. Stay tuned to either the Discord or the Twitter once we figure that one out. And yeah, be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh.
#StayFresh